Anders.
I hate every word that I'm saying is going to get recorded.
What's up, dude? You're a champ.
You're an artist.
You're a champ, bro. Looks good, man. Yeah. Well, I just want to steward it well with you. I just want to say, how long do I have?
About 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
You don't
have to
use all of it.
Yeah. Here's the thing: if we have time left over,
we can circle back around. Again, yeah, that's we'll I'm things. Definitely that's what okay. I do. That's who I am right there. So what's up, Anders? It's Seti, bro.
Hey, Seti.
Look forward to hanging out in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
So first of all, I appreciate you sharing your story and your heart with us. I think just kind of like as you were speaking this last time. You brought up this thing, compete, and what's standing out to me with you is I feel like what's going on in you is you're kind of like in this, like, in my opinion, in this kind of like struggle of choice and again, like identity and like, is it okay to like you grew up playing golf and competing to win, to win, to win, to win, to win.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and you've been numb and blocking out all this emotion. And now I think you're in this kind of like self-discovery phase of, man, inside of me, there's this guy who loves flowers, who is gentle and tender, and is creative and likes, like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of that stuff inside of you that you just kind of want to search and find.
Mm.
So one thing I wrote down, I think it's okay that you don't compete the same way. Maybe it's a softening of the heart, a renewing perspective.
Yeah.
God reshaping desires.
Mm-hmm.
So where golf, it is weird when how God can repurpose something. So it's like, I don't get the same thing out of it because it's a flesh and spirit thing.
Yeah.
So a flesh kind of driven thing can be much a different feeling. Sometimes it can almost be like, because we're used to being like, getting after it, you know, trying to tear someone up and be something down. There's something about it that feels different than kind of more, just a different approach.
Yeah.
So I think it's just okay that you don't compete the same way.
Thanks.
You know, that it's okay to have peace and stuff like that. So I think something that stands out, and I think you already know this, but I'm just going to affirm it. You just have a desire to love and protect those who can't defend themselves. Like, you have an eye for it, especially from your past and stuff. And I think that's just something that you, really want to do. I also want to say, for being a dude on the PGA Tour and stuff, I think you're extremely humble and meek, which is a great quality. You would never know, you know what I mean? I think you just handle that role really well. I think some things kind of like, against you, I guess like this, you know, I think this new emotion is probably another thing. Like, it probably was the gummy worm thing probably set off some stuff. But then even before that, like, maybe it's just a growth in faith and things like that. Like, you've used to being numb and now you're feeling thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a rush of emotion and exposure.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of sifting through that new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I see is, like, you know, I had both of my parents at my wedding, and my stepmom and my stepdad. And you know, the whole thing that happened before my wedding, and now I got stitches and all that stuff. But, like, you know, I think that's tough, you know, that you couldn't even, the girls that you love, your sisters, they couldn't even come.
Yeah.
That's challenging. So I just think, you know, in the future, especially from what I experienced with my father and your heart, there's going to be some reconciliation and just digging deep with your family, like, especially with your father and your mom. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I just think that's just weighs heavy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You've only been married a year and a half, so that was a year and a half ago they didn't go. And that's just like, that's a bold statement, you know?
Yeah.
So you know there's something there that's kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, how are you going to deal with that? I don't have the answers. I don't know enough. But I'm just saying, you know, that's just something that kind of, after looking through my notes and stuff that just caught my attention.
Yeah.
I think like just kind of like your posture towards like competing in golf sometimes. It's like I feel like you're asking questions like, what's next? Is it golf? How long? Not a job, but a joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you had something so regimented.
Yeah.
And like this and that, and like it's almost like your desire to win was what was fueling like your like golf,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah,
I'm not saying you didn't enjoy golf,
yeah.
I don't know that much, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, so I don't know the whole story, but that's just kind of like some observations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wrote this little phrase, and I kind of already said it, but I said, there's this, you're a tender, compassionate, insightful man inside, full of creativity and emotion, and you're not numb, but vibrant. So just keep going down that path, bro. Yeah, man.
It's on. This is Devin Santon. I'm going to try not to cry. So yeah.
I'm going to say cry.
Your big, I guess what kind of got me caught up was your passion verbs of move and initiate. And I think a big reason for that is just how much that I've seen that the past few years. I just think back to kind of when all this started, when we went through Q school, like you've just brought me along, and that goes to what Seth was saying. Is like, you're a provider, dude. Like, you just want to care for those that are around you and just take care of people. And it's just out of genuine compassion. And I see how you do that for me. I mean, I had no business being a caddy for you, but you provided me with a job. You provided me with, I mean, you'd make me food because I couldn't get into the clubhouse for lunch. Like, I mean, just like little things like that, and I see it started with your sisters, and then it got extended to me and Ashley, and I've just seen how it just reminds me of Jesus' words when he says, if you're faithful with little, more will be given to you, and I just see just how just so much more has been put on your plate. It goes from your sisters to now you got a wife, now you have a circle of friends around you who rely on you, who lean on you. And just, I don't know, how much bigger your plate has gotten just in a very short amount of time. And I think that's just you being faithful, just living in just the glory of your life. So I'm proud of you for that. I respect that. I respect you so much for that. We're very different, but I couldn't respect you more. And as far as what God's trying to teach you, we know just with your past, just how you were raised, you're very, I mean, you work for what you get, right? That's kind of, you've been your belief system your whole life is, I'm going to work, I'm going to get this, no one's going to tell me no, like, you know that. And I just think it's been cool how you haven't worked at your relationships. The relationships that God's put in your life, you're not clinging on to them, you're just genuinely there to serve them. And I think he's just still trying to teach you that, whether it's with golf, finances, I don't know what it is, but like you all, just how you say kind of what triggers some of these new emotions is just like the feeling of loss of control. And I'm not saying that God is giving you these emotions or anything like that, but I think through it all, you're just going to grow that much more mature and that much closer to him to be able to just let more things go and just live life more open-handedly. And just knowing that everything is under his will and just have a lot more peace with that. So I think that's everything so far.
Let me check time real quick here. Oh, shoot, I just threw it out. okay, so Anders, this is Gary Barkalow. What do you say?
The guru. Gary
the guru. Oh, there's a time back. Okay, so, here's what I see is, I think, is the glory, the weightiness, the brilliance of your life, the effect of your life. But before I do it, let me ask you a quick question. You have to answer this quickly for me because of time. What makes a golfer a great golfer? Skill-wise, when he's playing the game, not talking so much character, but just what makes a really good golfer?
He can just pull off what he sees in his head. He's got a great feel, and he is calm.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful, because obviously you are good at this. There's a reason you're good at golf, and part of that reason is in you. It's who you are. You know, and then there could be other reasons. You know, you've been pushed, so you picked up skills. But there's always a true side to it. If you're really good at something, there's a true side of it to you, even if it's contaminated or tainted, if you will. So that does not surprise me. So let me tell you, to try to put this in words, I find difficult because there's something deeper that I can't quite get my fingers on yet. But here's what hits me is you have this art of movement. You know, in a sense, moving from one place to another. That was a negative thing in your life, you know, about moving. Mm-hmm. And yet move is a word, you said. You know, it's both the experience of your life, but you love movement. And I see it in the pictures. There's movement happening. It's part of you. There is this art of movement in you. Moving things. Your pictures are moving. There's something about movement in that. You have, to put it another way, you have an art of placement. Maybe that's with movement, you know, finding a place. Where is the place for this now? And maybe that's part of golf. I don't know, the placement of things. Your pictures are very beautifully placed. They not only do the pictures say something, but the way they are says something. I think it's part of who you are. And even the pictures, there is a placement of the actual object in the picture that makes it beautiful. There's something about placement and movement. That's what you do. It's how you are. The other thing about placement is, and the movement is, you talked about you love cooking. And cooking, there is an art of movement in cooking. You know, there's an art of when you put something on the heat, when you take it off the heat, how long do you do this? When, you know, because things change over time if movement is not correct, and placement as well is the same thing. When you talked about your love for flowers and what you saw in some of these, there is a placement of color. You know, it's, you described how, why you loved it, where this shade was and that shade and the placement of this. There's, you have this eye for placement and movement. And then when you talked about Dances with Wolves, you talked about this kind of transition, this movement that he went through. And as I think about the movie, was he needed to figure out, right, with all that was going on, the distrust of the Indian tribe with him, and then the hatred that his soldiers had for him. There was a movement and placement. There was an art and science to it, right? Where he could move, where he couldn't move, how he needed to transition. Kind of had to wait for an invitation. You know, even your picture that you have on there, I find it right now, I'll have to look back at this, but this idea of, oh, it's an idea of this big one with a mountain peak. I forgot the word. Challenge. Yeah. You know, you have this thing, but you said there's an invitation to it, and it's going to take a while to get there, and it's going to be hard. You know, it was, you were just thinking in terms of movement and placement.
Yeah.
I just think that's somehow something you do. It's who
yeah,
you are.
You're right.
On your rich uncle exercise, it seemed like how you described what people needed and what you wanted to do was movement and placement, right? They've got to move. They've got to learn a skill. You know, they have to, you know, learn how to cook, computer skills. It was moving them, not just staying here.
Yeah.
And then there's, so they could find their placement in the world.
Yeah.
Movement and placement kind of came through that for me again. The other thing I think is very much about the effect, the glory of your life, and I'm still taken by the picture, is the picture of the turbulent sea and the two guys in it, and your expression was, I could just hear them saying, I've got your back.
Yeah.
That's so you. And it's so in the rich uncle exercise. It's in the midst of turbulence, you're not going to let someone be alone, nor do you want to be alone, and it's, I've got your back. And it feels like the movement, if you will, is from turbulent sea, I've got your back, to the picture of the two guys walking with their surfboards at sunset, right? The
yeah.
fellowship, the friendship, the
yeah.
I've got your back here too.
Yeah.
I've got your back.
I couldn't take, I wanted to do one, but I couldn't take them both off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different.
And I think that's part of the transition of your life. I think you are eventually transitioning from that rough, turbulent sea to the kind of the fellowship, the beauty of the sunset, walking with your surfboards, remembering things, you know, and going back the next day.
Yeah.
So under assault, I think that part of this anxiety attack you're having thing, this thing that keeps happening to you, I don't know the source, but here's what I'm thinking. Mostly what anxiety does to a person is cause them to halt, right? Everything just kind of stops. I can't move. I can't think. I can't progress. And I thought, man, if part of the theme of your life is movement and placement, I can see anxiety going, no, I'll shut him down right here. Stop it right here. And so I guess I would say to you, don't ever get to a place where you think, this isn't going to go away, I just live with it. Because I don't think you have to live with this. I don't know what the way out is, but I know you don't have to live with it. And the worst thing you do is say, this is just life, I'll live with it, because you're not going to live with this. You're not.
Thank you.
Development, real quick. I think you have years ahead of you in golf, and it's going to be glorious. Your connections are going to be really important. But I also think there's something deeper about golf that you do love and that makes you good. Mm-hmm. It's deeper than golf, and you're going to know what it is. And yeah. When the transition comes, mm-hmm. it's just going to be a flow, a replacement in the right way. And the very last thing I had is, you know, treat anxiety like, you know, if you're in the hospital laying in a bed and you have that heart monitor on and all those monitors on, and that beeper goes off, it's just simply saying, pay attention. There's something that needs to be taken care of right now, you know. And that's all anxiety is just saying, pay attention, or something has to be taken care of. I think it's going to be taken care of. But as soon as you hear that beeper go off, it's okay. Check all the surroundings internally. What is going on right now? I think you're going to find that.
Thank you.
And it? That's great. Another pass?
You guys are great. You don't need to do anything.
Thanks for excusing us, but we may have more. Do they?
I'm wondering, like, were you reflective when you were younger and stuff?
No, that's why I don't have like a whole lot of memory on stuff. I tried to just move on.
Yeah. And, but now I feel like
now I reflect.
There's more reflection. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's
sure. I'm intentional about that. Yeah. Talk about that in your book. I journal like probably 3 or 4 times a week now on everything.
When did you start doing that?
This year has been like a lot of change.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's the anxiety. Like you're just there's a lot of new things that you're seeing, and
yeah,
it's almost like when the floodgates come in, you know, the water eventually will settle, and you'll be okay with all this feeling and emotion and height and depth and width and all this stuff. I think right now it's just like you just have all this new reflection and feeling and emotion coming in. And you just—it's like you feel—you're not used to feeling so alive, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I
might be a little off, but.
No, Like I said, this year has been great because, like, I've really felt like a lot of growth. But now I'm probably feeling things that I've never felt before, and like I've always been in control. And
yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, yes.
Like,
yeah.
That control has always been overall pretty numb. Like I haven't really gone there emotionally, so yeah, maybe that's a big factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let anxiety give you anxiety.
It does.
I mean, seriously, it could just multiply. Right, just yeah. Anything else? We got a minute left. So let me just say again, just because of, you know, movement has been one of the pain and wounding and suffering in your life, the way the family was. Mm-hmm. But there's something redeemed about that and powerful about that in you. And again, I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously, you know, in golf, you have to move through the course. Right. And obviously, placement is very important as well. And I just feel like there's something about you with movement and placement. You know, with other things, even with this, you've got movement and placement in it. So it's just... powerful. It's good.
Thanks.
Yep. Ashley, if you ever listen to this, I just want you to know that you've been an absolute godsend to Anders. The growth that that's happened to him over the last 2 years is not by coincidence that you guys' relationship has taken off at the same time. So as one of his best friends, I just want to thank you for that and thank you for who you are.
That's awesome. That's the truth.